Writer Ann Beattie has written a new book called Mrs. Nixon, A Novelist Imagines a Life. But it's not a historical novel about the wife of former President Richard Nixon, nor is it a biography. It's more like an entertaining scrapbook in words. Some bits are true, other parts are invented, and perhaps it all adds up to a portrait of Pat Nixon, a woman I remember for being beautiful but unknowable. And Beattie calls her enigmatic. Miss Beattie joins us from member station WMEA in Portland, Maine. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
I have no idea what to call this book except to talk about what it isn't.
Well, it's a genre bender, that's for sure, and I hope it's something that is energetic and entertaining, too. I didn't really know what the form of the book would be when I began, but the book is very thoroughly researched, and any point at which I divert and am writing fiction, I do let the reader know that I'm writing fiction.
Well, now, here's a little example of what happens in the book. You have a chapter entitled The Quirky Moments of Mrs. Nixon's Life. These are little tiny accounts, it's not even 2 pages long, that come from her daughter Julie's book, I guess, the Pat Nixon, The Untold Story.
Yes.
So why don't you pick a quirky moment and read it?
Okay. On inauguration morning, the Lyndon Johnsons arranged a little joke or something. One can't be sure what the Lyndon Johnsons thought. Somehow they got the Nixon family dogs into the White House. Julie Nixon Eisenhower narrates, quote, Lyndon and Lady Bird Johnson were waiting at the top of the steps. A few feet away were our French poodle Vicky, dressed in a new white jacket trimmed in red, white, and blue, and Pasha, our Yorkshire terrier, his thin hair pulled back from his face by a ribbon. President Johnson sentimentally had arranged for the dogs to be the first to greet us in our new home.
You conclude your quirky moments with a couple that one is, as a girl, Mrs. Nixon walked on railroad tracks, and then, as a girl, Mrs. Nixon rolled and smoked cigarettes. And
yes.
Then the next chapter is called Moments of Mrs. Nixon's Life That I've Invented.
Yes, pretty clearly it's a cue to the reader that it's fiction, but here is one of them. At the beach, Mrs. Nixon liked to draw sea creatures in the sand with her big toe. She was also good at drawing the chambered nautilus. She thought anyone could do a starfish. She sometimes did octopi, though they were unlikely to be in the water. Her husband preferred the pool, actually reading in a chair by the pool.
So, explain it all to me.
Well, to my way of thinking, it's almost a form of shorthand. I don't mean to be talking around the point, but I don't mean this to be highly symbolic either. I wanted it to be almost as though if I had a camera, I was able to move in on a detail and come into sharp focus. But this isn't clearly very elegantly written. It's almost haltingly written. So actually, comma, reading in a chair by the pool, you know, it's as though in the moment, I'm clarifying this to myself, but just letting the notes more or less stand.
And the notion of juxtaposing things that are true with things that are not true but might have been.
Yes, it is true that Mr. Nixon preferred to sit in a chair by the pool than to swim in the pool, by all accounts. So I'm calling on things that I have read are the way things were, but the rest of it is imaginative.
And the point of putting them together like that, or is there a point of putting them together like that?
I think there sort of is a way in which it does make sense to put them together like that. I mean, for the sake of this kind of a reading of the life of Mrs. Nixon, because even though it may be a little bit subtle, I think that you pick up a kind of cryptic quality about it. And that is a kind of limitation that I have in that I never was privy to these scenes.
Now, there are two things that seem to be very important about her. Why did she marry Richard Nixon? And what did she think in the end about what happened to him and to them? Do you think you understand anything more about these questions that you raised than you did when you started?
I don't think I have a clear answer to something that, as far as I'm aware of, really doesn't exist. In other words, there isn't a diary in Mrs. Nixon you know, wrestles on the page with whether or not she should marry Mr. Nixon. In effect, though, we can certainly go back and look at when their first meeting was, see that she moved away from that community for a period of time, moved back, and did not phone him, that it was quite a while. He had to really sort of lobby to get her back in his life in any way. So there are moments like that that are obviously very telling moments. Other times I use particular things as a kind of stepping off point, but really in that the book was written so much not knowing what I would arrive at the end of the book, they were stepping off moments into space, and often I stay in space. I wonder if she did too sometimes.
Do you still think of her as an enigma?
Oh, yes, I do still think of her as an enigma, yes. She is one of the only few modern wives of presidents not to write a memoir or anything like that. She kept her thoughts very much to herself. But anybody who is so publicly exposed, anyone who is so often photographed, does give you information, whether they realize they're giving it or not. They give it in their eyes. They give it in their body language. They also give it sometimes in the things that are, in effect, off the page, the things that they don't say. And that makes her very analogous to what happens in the process of writing, I think, too, as I think about it.
So now that you've written this oddly assorted book about Mrs. Nixon, are you thinking that this is a form that you might return to?
I agree with you that it's an odd book, let me tell you that. I really had a lot of fun with the book, too. I hope that this book was appropriate to Mrs. Nixon in the way I might go about revealing somebody who was very much in the private eye, but who didn't want to be there at all, and who actually, in some ways, did not have good coping strategies, and who simply was shy. Now I'm sure she'd have all kinds of people talking to her and debriefing her about the way she could at least look more engaged and speak differently and so forth. But she had enough of her fortitude and her own essence that I think even at the time, people who might have said those things backed away from her.
Okay.
She indicated she didn't want to be messed with.
And Beatty, her new book is Mrs. Nixon, A Novelist Imagines a Life. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.